Making Kiddush in the seventh hour of the day of Shabbos, Friday night. Many of you may be familiar with a custom in which in the winter months we avoid making Kiddush between 6 and 7, or in Israel between 5:40 and 6:40. In today's segment, we will discuss the details, the background, the reasons, and the necessity of being careful in this matter. So, we discussed in a previous halacha the absolute obligation to make Kiddush as soon as possible when you arrive home from shul and not to delay. How does delaying between 6 and 7 come to play? In the very next halacha, in chapter 271, halacha 3 in the Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch, he writes, based on prior poskim, the Magen Avraham, the Ma'aril, the Tikkuni Shabbos, that some people are careful to avoid making Kiddush during the first hour of the night, which is the seventh hour past midday. Rather, they recite Kiddush either beforehand or afterwards. What's the reason? So the Alter Rebbe writes, as does the Magen Avraham, the previous poskim, that the reason is because Hashem set up the stars in a way that they form constellations, which affect what happens in the world. And it happens to be that the setting of the stars, the arrangement of the constellations on the first hour of Friday night is a mazel called Madim, which literally means red. Another name of him is Samol. What's wrong with making Kiddush when this mazel is around? Well, so writes the Machtzis HaShekel, this mazel is in charge of destruction and war and is under the authority of the Satan. Now, what's wrong with making Kiddush? Okay, so it's a bad time, but maybe we should do Kiddush. We should do mitzvahs. Why avoid mitzvahs? So this it doesn't say. But one can deduce that the reason is because since we are beginning our meal where we will eat and drink and make merry, the Satan can turn this into something negative. Look at how the Jewish people are being lax and indulging in physical pleasure. So therefore we avoid during this hour from even indulging in this mitzvah, which can be interpreted wrongly. Okay, so do we follow this custom? Notice how the halacha stated, some are careful. Are we part of those some? So there are many yidden that are not careful in this minhag, and they are not part of the some mentioned in the Shulchan Aruch. And they do make Kiddush freely whenever. And we have some poskim that actually came out against this custom, saying the Jewish people are above mazales. They were not affected by these mazales. And especially on Shabbos, when we're doing a mitzvah. How can you say such a thing to avoid? So writes L'Aruch HaShulchan, the Mishmer Shalom, another poskim. However, being the Alter Rebbe does bring this in the Shulchan Aruch, practically the Chabad custom, as evident from various letters of the Rebbe, is to be very careful and avoid making Kiddush throughout the seventh hour. We either make Kiddush beforehand or afterwards, but not during that time. And this applies even in Eretz Yisrael, as is also evident from letters of the Rebbe, and so is the Minhag. And so the Rebbe did himself. The Rebbe was very careful not to make Kiddush until the seventh hour, as per the testimony of Rebbe Leibel Gron. What remains to be understood is, when is the seventh hour? When is that? When is this time that we are accustomed to avoid making Kiddush? So there's three ways of calculating it. One way is always the first hour of the night. That's really how the Alter rules in the Shulchan Aruch. We look at the calendar. When is Chatzos today on Friday? We count six Zmanias hours. And in the seventh hour, during that hour, we avoid making Kiddush. That's one approach. And that is the approach of the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch. A second approach, which is explained in the Machtzis HaShekel, is that every hour is exactly 60 minutes. So we take a look at the calendar, see what time is Chatzos, and we count 60-minute hours of 6 hours. When we reach the seventh, we avoid Kiddush for those 60 minutes. And then we have the third approach, which says, yes, every hour is 60 minutes, but we don't look at the calendar what time Chatzos is. We follow a general estimation, an average of midday, which is exactly 12 o'clock. So we always count 6 60-minute hours from 12 o'clock, and that seventh hour we don't make Kiddush, which would interpret to be between 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock. So while the Alter Rebbe in the Shulchan Aruch takes the former approach, the Machatzis HaShekel takes the middle approach, our minhag and the minhag of many is like the third approach, and so is evident from letters of the Rebbe, in which he writes about this topic, that we always follow an estimated chatzais. We never look at the calendar, and therefore throughout the year, it's always between 6 and 7, and not the first hour of the night, like it says in Shulchan Aruch. So during the summer, when you're taking Shabbos in late, and anyways, by the time you start Shabbos, it's past 7 o'clock, you're good to go, you don't have to wait. But in the winter, when you're entering Shabbos early, and you're going to finish, come home from shul before 6 o'clock, or within the hour, then you have to wait. If you came home before 6, you can make Kiddush before 6, but if you came in within 6, you have to wait. Now here's something interesting. The average midday, which we said we follow, actually changes based on time zone. And it ends up that in Eretz Yisrael, the average midday is not at 12, but at 11:40. Which would mean that since we said we calculate 6 60-minute hours from the average midday, that we avoid making Kiddush between 5:40 and 6:40. And this is practically the custom in Eretz Yisrael. Now, not all communities hold of this. Some say, no, it's always 6 and 7 in all areas, irrelevant of time zone. That's how Zalman Shimon Dvarkin ruled. That's how Leibel Groner says that the Rebbe ruled. So practically, regarding this issue, regarding the exact time, every community, every member of the community should verify with the Rav of their community when to hold of the hour. So to summarize, we avoid making Kiddush in the 7th hour past midday, which is in New York area, between 6 and 7 o'clock p.m. in Eretz Yisrael, between 5:40 and 6:40 p.m. Some Rabbanim say between 6 and 7 is in all places, and one should recite Kiddush either before this time or after this time. And as we discussed in the previous halacha, if you arrived home before 6 or before 5:40 in Eretz Yisrael, you should hurry and make Kiddush, because you're supposed to make Kiddush immediately as soon as you come home. A few last points on this halacha. Daylight savings times. When we change the clock to daylight savings in the summer, so instead of the hour being from 6 to 7, the hour is from 7 to 8. So at the end of the summer, there are Shabbosim where we're coming home to shul before 8 o'clock. You have to be careful not to make it between 7 and 8. Another point, many people have this misconception that you can make Kiddush on white wine. There is no such source that we know for such a thing. You can make Kiddush on white wine, but not during that hour. The problem during that hour is Kiddush. It doesn't matter what type of Kiddush. Kiddush on bread, Kiddush on wine, red wine, white wine. The issue is the Kiddush. And we find no source. On the contrary, from Stimas HaPoiskim, it's clear that all Kiddush is to be avoided during this time. Another Nekuda regarding if you have guests, can you start? Can you make Kiddush during this hour if you're normally particular in order to be able to start for the sake of your guests? The Rebbe was addressed this question, and the Rebbe said not to do so. However, there are places that are lenient and say that when you're doing it, l'kavod arachin, then the mitzvah will protect you from any danger. But as I said before, we have a clear answer of the Rebbe to avoid this even when there are guests.